you're not going to get great results with your biceps by just doing this. You want a full range of motion for the bicep. Well, this is your diaphragm, but most people are breathing this way. It's very inefficient, and the body adapts to that, and it doesn't burn as much fat.
I'm on a journey to age backwards.
The only reason I didn't give up was the effects it was making on a client.
And I suffer from this a lot, is like the all or nothing. Like I'm all in business or I'm all in health, and I'm have a really hard time dividing myself, even though they're both priorities and I have time for both. I'm like laser focused on whatever I'm focused on.
We need to take a step back and let's rebalance the wheel. What's missing?
Welcome to the Daring Dreams podcast. This is Haley Bowen, your host, and I'm here with Jill Essiam, who is the owner and founder and head coach of O2 Max. And I'm super excited to have Jill here because his story, you guys, you're going to be so excited. It's so inspiring. And also from a health perspective, he's going to give us some tips on what he does is so important. I have actually been a client of his and have reaped the benefits of the power of breath work. And it's not really breath work. It's more, what do you call it? Respiratory training.
Well, respiratory muscle training, because we do train the muscles as well.
So. Yeah. So, Jill, I kind of want to sit back and just listen to your story because it is so inspiring. So what I'm going to do is first, I want you to maybe just introduce O2 Max, what you do, and give a little bit of an explanation on like what we were just talking about, like respiratory training, very different. And then we're just going to jump right into your story.
Fantastic. Well, O2 Max, what we do a metabolic analysis. So we do a lot of people will know metabolic analysis, like at the Olympians, they'll be wearing this big mask on and they're testing their volume of oxygen that the athlete can consume and absorb in their tissues. So not the volume of oxygen that's in your blood, but actually in your tissues. So that's what we do. And in the past, the O2 Max test was just there for Olympians. And now with technology, we're able to use that technology and use it for the longevity clients as well as athletes. And it's not just the VO2 stats. At O2 Max, we look at 24 different biomarkers. And basically, once we see all those biomarkers at O2 Max, I analyze it and we make a program based on the biomarkers that I want to actually fix first with my clients, but it may not fit into what they want. So we kind of come to a truth on what they want and then what I think it's very healthy to do to change their life. And we also incorporate the respiratory training. And like you said, it was a little bit different. We do breath work, which is very important, you know, how we breathe day to day. But we also do the respiratory muscle training, is how do we train the respiratory system with 10 pounds of muscles in an average human, that's a lot of muscles. And we incorporate a way to be able to train those without hyperventilating. And kind of like when we do the Wim Hof, you're hyperventilating. So you can only breathe so much before you get dizzy and lightheaded, start seeing squirrels on your deck by hallucinations, right? So we have a system and a respiratory device to be able to keep you in that really pH balance of proper amount of oxygen and the proper amount of carbon dioxide in your body that you can train with this device, which you experience for like a long 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour if you wanted to. So it's been a real fun, I'd say, 5 years of my life, you know, from start to where I am right now.
So before we go on, let's tell people about like, what is the benefits of like getting your O2 Max and doing the testing and doing the work? What is the health benefits that people would experience?
Well, for the longevity side, what I look for is to train your metabolic age to reverse it. And, you know, if anybody's ever listened to Peter Attia and the longevity experts, is number one, it pinpoints like different statistics, like where do you burn the most fat at? You know, like everybody should know where that fat max is. And you can't get that with a math equation like your Garmin watch would tell you. And if you do this algorithm, it says 115. Well, the math doesn't work. We actually give you the exact point where you burn the most fat. And
in terms of where your heart rate needs to be.
Exactly. Like for me, my fat max is at 137. So I know that I burn the most amount of fat. And I know exactly how many calories of fat by doing my metabolic analysis. I know that I burn 12 calories of fat per minute. So you times that by 60. If I keep my heart rate at that level, I'm burning almost 100% fat at fat max. So that's great. You get to lose weight. You know the exact number where you need to lose weight and burn that fat calorie. But let's just say that I'm running at 160 heart rate. Well, I might be only burning like 3 calories of fat. And people seem to not understand that they think the harder they push, the more calories they're burning. And yes, they're burning more calories, but they're just burning wrong calories. They're burning the glycogen that are stored in our body. So,
but doesn't that turn into fat?
It does, but what we're doing in the zone 2 training is we're fat max and we're the crossover where you're burning the most amount of fat and then the carbohydrates, glycogen starts to cross. That's the point where zone 2 ends. And there's a lot more benefit than just burning the calories. That zone 2 fat max to that crossover of those 2 calories that you know, glycogen and fat meet is where we build the most mitochondrial density. And this is where we build our metabolism. We don't ruin our metabolism. A lot of people will go at 160. Yes, we're burning a lot of calories. We need to burn those sugars off, blah, blah, blah. But at that point, you're also oxidizing your body to oxidative stress. So if you're constantly running at that level, well, now you're ruining your metabolism. And we know we want a fast metabolism, right? It's like a little fire here and a big fire here. But if you're always training at a high heart rate, you're basically diminishing that fire, ruining your metabolism. So we want to keep that fire alive by getting you to train a little bit more into that zone 2, where you're building mitochondria and you're building all those little capillaries into your tissues. You're densifying all your muscle tissues. And that helps longevity. And it also helps you when you need to, let's say, run away from a bear and you need a lot of volume of oxygen. Well, now we created all those little mitochondria inside your muscle tissue. We created all these little capillaries, extra blood flow that you can run away from the bear or beat the, if you're hiking with someone, at least you can run faster than them and get eaten by the bear. So
for those of you who haven't followed my journey, I hiked the Inca Trail last year. In Peru, it was a 4-day hike, and I had to lose weight in order to do it. Well, I didn't have to lose weight. I wanted to lose weight in order to do it to make it easier on me. So I can't remember how I found you, Jill. Do you remember how I found you? I was thinking about today.
Oh, through Catherine Spears, which have on your show, or you did have. Through Catherine.
Yeah, listen to that episode too if you guys haven't listened to it. It's really great in terms of proactive health. So these are 2 healthy episodes. Anyway, so I contacted Jill and he put me through all of these tests and we found out, you know, like he said, where my zone 2 is. He helped me to train. He helped me to build up my lung capacity. And then like I overtrained, right, Jill? Like kept telling me to like not do that, but I was like, no, I need to. And I overtrained. And then when we redid the test, my metabolism score was quite low. I think I had like really, like my lungs were great and I did really great on the hill and I breathed really well on the hill. But I think because I was training for hours and hours at such a high heart rate, even though Jill told me not to, I think it really did do some damage to my metabolism and my like ability to burn fat. So then we retrained and then he gave me a different protocol. So I'm working on it, guys. And so for those of you following me this year, I'm on a journey to age backwards. So I can't remember. I think my metabolic age was like 41 and I wanted to hit 35 by the end of the year. And I have not been doing my homework. So I got to get right back at it. But anyways, that's kind of the me story, but also our paths crossed in a different way through our And that way is in relation to your actual business, you know, what you wanted to achieve. And so why don't we share a little bit about your business journey, like over the last 5 years, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, success isn't a straight line and success is always changing. So let's hear it, Jill, because this is the fun part, you guys.
If you're going in a straight line, you're going in the wrong direction.
Straight line down.
Yeah. And sometimes when you just want to go with the, to keep up with the Joneses, where you're just mimicking other people, sometimes that's the wrong path. Sometimes it's a good path, but sometimes taking your own path is where you need to go, and you got to follow your instincts. And if you don't have good gut instincts, I think you should hire someone with really good gut instincts, because that plays a good role in business. It helps you when you make a left turn, that it's not really a UE or, you know, a 360, you know, that it's a nice left-hand turn, right? But my journey, it started obviously as a personal trainer, and I didn't like the fact that I would train you the same way I would train Joe Blow next door and Joe Blow next door. I knew the human physiology is so different, you know, our blood type's different, the amount of calories we need is different. And I just didn't like that. And I researched and found metabolic devices. And in business, I thought, wow, I see an opportunity here for Atlantic Canadians and Canadians to be able to get healthier. Obviously, my business now is in the U.S. too there. So let's include the United States as well. I'm in Thailand and Taiwan and other places. But when I actually looked at something, wow, this is a niche market. I knew right out of the gate that this is going to be, you know, hammering and hammering and hammering away, and that there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and it's going to take a lot of time for people to understand metabolic assessment. So we just kept at it. And over the course of time, you start getting results, right? But it takes a while, because you start, let's say with you, start a program. I see all your biomarkers. I know where I need to fix to basically get you to your age of 35. But now we got to do the work. Once I know all the biomarkers, now we got to do the work. Well, we need to do more breath work. Why is it important, Jill, to do breath work? Well, the deeper we breathe and slower, well, one, we're getting more oxygen. You're getting, I won't explain the dead space, but we do have dead space. So the faster we breathe, the more dead space there is, so it doesn't get oxygenated. And our lungs are most people, the way they breathe is when we're doing a bicep curl, they breathe this way. So you're not going to get great results with your biceps by just doing this. We want a full range of motion for the bicep. Well, this is your diaphragm, but most people are breathing this way. It's very inefficient, and the body adapts to that, and it doesn't burn as much fat by breathing this way. Really weird, eh? But as soon as you do a full contraction of the diaphragm and then getting the respiratory muscles involved as well, we found that, wow, you're burning more fat. You're also triggering, or not really triggering. This is for debate right now. There's a lot of studies on this, but it's actually kind of suppressing the sympathetic state. So even when I'm in an oxidative stress, I'm running really high, I can actually suppress that sympathetic state and be more, we'll say, with it in the brain. I won't panic as much, because when you're running at your top speed, your mind will wander. We'll say, oh my gosh, I don't know how much I can do anymore. I don't know if I can last another 10 seconds. Oh my, all these negative thoughts, because you're in a full out sympathetic state. But by breathing deeper at the same speed, way slower, breath per minute. So let's say you're breathing at 55, 60 breaths a minute. Your diaphragm's just going dee, 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 dee. But as soon as you go 40 breaths a minute at your top end speed, you're thinking more clearly, you're absorbing more oxygen, you're suppressing that sympathetic state, and you're able to think more clearly on a psychology level.
Yeah.
And we found that you don't exhaust yourself as much mentally, number one, because you're thinking better thoughts. Wow. I'm running really fast. This is feeling pretty good. I'm going to finish this in record time, right?
Yeah, which is kind of what led you to like working with athletes too, right? Did you, when you started, were you mainly working with athletes?
No. I targeted all my marketing. And again, sometimes we need to adjust our marketing, you business people.
Where you I business was people out there.
Yeah, you business people here.
You can tell where Jill's passion is, right? Like I ask a business question and he goes into like the respiratory system. So we're going to pull him back now, because I want you guys to hear his business story.
And through the business, I was marketing runners. Well, and then I was like, I never even got one runner yet to do a metabolic assessment. What is going on? So all my marketing was all there. But obviously, I had to make an adjustment, scratching my head. Let's switch it to maybe some longevity people and let's fix longevity people. Because obviously, the runners, they love running in most runners, I don't want to judge everybody, but they love running at a fast pace and that oxidative stress. And to get better, I have to slow them down. And a lot of runners don't want to do that. And I did it and I got a lot faster. But back on business now. So I had to make an adjustment and started actually promoting to longevity. And it became about 30% of my business will be high-end athletes or just regular athletes that are looking to improve the sports of choice. It could be a 50-year-old hockey player that just wants to actually not get on the bench and just be huffing and puffing. So by teaching them some baseline, some aerobic type of training and some breath work and some breathing cheats to what to do on the bench and on the ice to make them feel better doing their sports. So I had to make a big adjustment on what I thought my business was going to be and what it is today.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because you've been in business 5 years. The first talk about kind of the first half of your business. And then I'm almost going to say like the second half is when you switched up your marketing. And then all this, like to me, but I'm outside looking in, so I could be wrong, but it was like, mm-hmm. you were doing lots of great stuff. Mm-hmm. You had built an audience. You did a lot of good stuff from a marketing perspective. And then we met, we did some stuff, which we'll talk about, but now it's like, I can't even keep up with everything that you're doing. So I kind of want people to understand, like, what was the path for, like, at the beginning? Like you said, you were marketing to the wrong people, but kind of tell them about your life, like, in terms of, like, what did that mean for your personal life? And what did that, like, because sometimes people think they get into business and it's just going to be, like, you're going to make money, you're going to be able to just, like, you build it and they will come, which is not necessarily true. And I feel like you actually lived that. Like you, like, I feel like you were one who like for 3 years or so, like you pushed, but maybe uphill without a paddle.
I had no direction because again, I was creating a new direction for longevity and health, right? I was creating my own programs, my own protocols, my own analysis. So the first 3 years, I was working full time, studying, training for ultra marathons. So I was working, and when people say, I worked 80 hours, I literally worked 80 hours plus studying and plus training.
Because you worked for someone else.
I worked for the first, 3 years was 40 hours a week and 35 to 45 hours a week in the business. And I must say, it was hard. And then there's a lot of times you want to give up, obviously. But then you're seeing the only reason I didn't give up was the effects it was making on a client. Even though I didn't have a ton of clients, I would make a difference in one client's life and I would be like, man, I'm on to something. And then I would do another one. I'm on to something. And then I, one client that stands to mind, the one that actually, Adam Fass, who climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with one lung with pulmonary fibrosis, one lung. So he had a world record. Guinness World Record, but it wasn't about the world records. That it's amazing what a human can do. With number one, he had an idea. He wanted to climb up to a Kilimanjaro to prove to other people with other diseases or lung diseases that you can do whatever you want and you can actually achieve success. You can do whatever you want. Don't listen to everything that the doctors tell you. My dog's supposed to be dead, like 12 months ago because she had an oversized heart. Yeah, my poor baby girl. And I was like, I refuse to listen to that. I'm going to continue walking my dog because I I didn't do a zone two test on her. I figured, I said, this is about her zone two. Let's do
my gosh.
But yeah, I know this is the way I think. Yeah, I'll put her in a hyperbaric chamber. And she's still kicking, you know? So don't always listen to the doctor. So,
and I think that if we relate that back to business, though, it's the same thing, right? Like, it's like literally you can do hard things for your health, for your business, for whatever, but it's good to have some direction on what those hard things should be in order to get you to your goal.
Exactly. And I had a goal. It was so far and I didn't have small goals. And that's when I met you and everything changed. I think, you know, maybe it wasn't okay. I'm going to put 100% on you that you gave me all these strategies. I followed it to 100%.
No, it was the work you did before.
Well, no, it's that you slowed me down. You said, whoa, Jill. All right. What you did with me really worked. You have something here. And let's explore this and let's slow down. Let's break it down. Where are you not making money? Let's look at where you're making money and where there's potential of making a difference for more people instead of just one at a time. And I think that just slowed me down. That was the biggest impact of my business. You slowed me down and made me think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
on the business instead of in.
On the business instead of me I just want to help as many people as I can. I don't care about money. It was more about helping more people. And I was just doing whatever it took, one client at a time, and I just needed to restructure.
That's so important. Let's pause and just talk about that for a second. I know, and I'm the same way as you. Like, I just want to help people, but there comes a point where you can only do so much on a one-on-one basis with somebody, right?
Yeah.
And if you want to have the impact that you want to have, you have to make money so you can grow. Right.
Yeah.
And you have to get bigger, and your business has to get bigger so you can reach more people. And so I think that, like, that's a hard thing because, like, I'm just like you. Like, I get, like, when I worked with you and you get the results, like, I was like, this is like the best feeling, but I can't just work one-on-one with everybody because I can't impact as many people as I want. And I know that what I have offer also is important, but I do think that's a good realization to say, like, even though I don't care about money,
we still need it.
You need it to live
more people. Yes.
And you need it to grow.
Exactly. And you still need to price it accordingly to be able to make a living full time, because working 80 hours a week to 85, you know, it's not sustainable for a 50-year-old male that loves to go run in the mountains for 2 hours at a time and try to be present in life. But by working that hard, it just rewired my brain on and appreciate what I have now. You know, I'm still working a lot of hours. You know what's really weird in business, okay? And I want to mention this to your listeners. Someone, I forget who said this, but he says, you're one handshake away from making it. You're always one handshake away from making it. And I remember, this is even after meeting you and having this epiphany. I said, I can't do this anymore. This is way too much work. I'm working 85 hours a week still. And I still had both jobs. And I'm like, I think I'm just going to scale it down and do this as a side gig. And I was done. I was literally done. And then that handshake came in. And
this was after meeting me and after your business started.
After meeting you.
What?
Yeah, I was just like, and it was just, you know, me getting into the NHL, not in the elite hockey, and as well as longevity clinics, and, you know, in West Palm Beach, Florida, and with Plays, that's in Plays.ai, the company that we have in Houston, Texas, which I'm supposed to be today, but they had a hurricane, and again, we have to adapt in business, right? So now I got to go next week to assess more clientele for longevity down there. So we have to be adaptable. And that's why I'm on this call with you today.
I know. I love it.
I'm supposed to be in it. I'm supposed to be in the
plane. I feel like there's like a big life lesson in that, because so you worked with me. All of a sudden you started like almost 20Xing your business.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it was like almost what we did with Jill was like, he had already built a really good audience. People already loved him. He had a big following, but people didn't understand what he was selling. So we created packages and talked more about the benefits of what he was doing. And he started posting about that. And all of a sudden he got all these bookings. Mm-hmm. But then you're saying that even then you were like this, like you were on the verge of like quitting. I need to understand that, because I don't understand that. Tell me, like, was it just getting to be too much and you were like, no, or like, what was, because I think a lot of people do that. And the difference between the ones who get to where they want and the ones who don't is that moment of over and over moment of, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. Right. So tell me about that.
Well, it was still, business really went 20 times, but the expenses were a lot higher. I found that I couldn't, maybe I didn't price it accordingly. I didn't follow the path that I was taught by someone that I'm speaking with.
Oh, we're both culprits in that.
Yeah. And I had to come back, but it was getting to be a little too much. You know, I figured, I said, I gave this a really good go. So my mentality, I gave this a good go. It's time to maybe just make this a side gig, and I'll be happy with that. And I can make a good life out of, you know, still helping some people and so forth. And
the universe had other plans for you, Jill.
The universe had other plans. And then I was able to go with this company, Plays in Houston, with a great bunch of doctors down there. And
you can name drop them.
Plays.ai. And we started that. And as weird as it is, we're using the same program description that you and I created down there. So we're using the exact same stuff in Plays.ai. And it's such a success over there. And it's growing really rapidly in the Houston area. And, you know, I couldn't be happier that I waited. And I kept thinking, you're one handshake away from making it. And that, you know, that's one thing, you know. But there's other things, you know, that's going on in my business. You know, there's so many doctors that I'm working with in the Florida state that are now getting on board, getting their own, you know, metabolic devices. And they're going to conduct the tests. And then we're going to be doing all the metabolic analysis, because I can do it remotely. And I can put them all on my protocol, because these doctors want to see a change in their patients. And they're exercising in the States. They're exercising a lot more longevity and health 3.0 versus 2.0, and just relying on medication. So it's a lot of fun to work in the States, because the doctors are more minded of, you know, being a 3.0 health system versus the 2.0 of just relying on medication.
Yeah.
So if anybody is listening, you're one handshake away from making it. I said it about 3 or 4 times already, but I want that to instill in your brain that if you have something that you truly believe in, you have to stick with it. Do what it takes. It's your passion. If we don't have passion in life at something, you're not going to be living your true self. So even though you're struggling, it's better to struggle than to just not be present, or just to be just living to live.
Yeah.
Follow your passion. And a lot of times our business will be something that we're passionate about, you know?
Yeah. I think, yeah, most people will start a business because of a passion or a purpose, or,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So what's the
next? I get the same pleasure out of seeing, now, let's say with an NHL hockey player, I'm going to make maybe like a 10% increase, maybe on their VO2 max or on their respiratory, or I might get them an extra 5 seconds on the ice versus maybe another 10 seconds on the ice at a proper skating form, because their VO2 max is higher, their lung capacity is higher, and their coordination is higher. Now, I get excited on that. That's not going to change their life. It's going to change their career.
Yeah.
But then, so I get excited for their career. But then I get the other side where I make an impact on someone's longevity. And to see that excitement on people, it's almost, I'm excited about hockey because it's my passion. But I get excited with my longevity clients, because, you know, they know that they just reduce their metabolic age. And they know that if they continue on this path, they're going to live a healthier life. So the last 10 years of their life are not going to be, you know, in a chair or with a cane. They're going to be able to hike up the Spanish stairs in Italy. They're going to be able to walk around Rome, you know, being in a wheelchair or being on a bus tour. That is the message that I want to portray for my longevity clients. And that's what fuels me. So in business, so you need to find what fuels you in your business to continue to move forward, to find that one handshake that opens door. And when that door opens, that's not when you take your foot off the gas. That's where the number one thing that I see in let's say realtors, when I was a real estate agent, when I was top 3% in Canada, I would see people do like 5 transactions. They would make like $30,000 in 1 month. And guess what? Wow, foot off the gas. And then I'm just going to just manage these clients, the closings, and take the foot. No, no. When you're busy, that's when you become way more productive. Everything is firing in the brain. You're protruding. You're everything that's coming out of you. You're excited. People are going to see that. So your sales are going to continue to go higher because you're just, you're in the moment.
Yeah. And your energy is like drawing people. Like I really believe, like, I'm going to prove it someday, like the law of attraction in business, right?
The law of attraction. Exactly. And so that's what I want to share to your listeners is, as soon as everything is going good, that one handshake, well, continue. You want 10 more handshake now because you're a
senior. A handshake could be a handshake, right? It could be a handshake, or it could be an opportunity or a door open or whatever, but it's like, you got to be on the lookout. Like for you, it was a handshake, but it's like, see the opportunity. But you also, Jill, which I love about you, like a lot of people are like, okay, I'm going to market my business. I'm going to do social media and I'm going to see how it goes. And you did that. But at the same time, you were building relationships, being seen by people who could give you that handshake. And let's talk about how that happens, because I think a lot of people get stuck in one lane from a business growth perspective and don't put their feelers out enough.
Yeah. And you know, it's I'm putting feelers everywhere. I'm talking to, and I'm sending messages to the NHL. I'm sending messages to trainers in the NHL. And then people that are actually, the performance coaches for the NHL. And then you get a message from one, that says, thank you, but not interested at this time. You know, and I was like, oh, hey, you replied. That's a win. That's how my brain thinks. Wow, this is the head coach of blah, 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 Tate. And I was like, or not head performance coach. So I'm like, yes, he read my message. Now I just need to refine my message.
And send it to more. Is that what you did?
Send it to more. Well, yeah, for sure. And it didn't really lead to nowhere because I was trying to go through the front door, right? And then we all know someone that knows someone that knows someone. And you have to get yourself known. So you have to use public relations. Talk to, for me, it's talking to Charlie Bourgeois, who runs a big camp of young hockey players down here, making acquaintances, tell them what I do, talking to Rick Legere, who also trains elite hockey players. These relationships were over the course of the year. And finally, these people are going, what do you do again? Because they see me out there and they're like, you're training who again? My God, how are you doing all this? Well, let me tell you again what I do. And then they're like, can you come speak to my kids or my elite athletes? For sure, I'll go speak to them. And let me tell you what I do. And then all of a sudden, Charlie knows this gentleman and this gentleman, this gentleman. And that's how the ball gets rolling into the hockey.
I feel there's some types of businesses that are very sciencey, and some people get like glossed over, like with like their eyes glossed over when you talk the science. And so I think like as a business owner, as a marketer, it's like finding different ways to talk about the same thing or to show, like maybe showing is what needs to happen. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people, and you're not my only health client who does this, gets really caught up in the science and the, because it's exciting to you, right? But people just want to know what's in it for me, right? And so I think that was a little bit like, obviously you still do it and it's very important because people need to understand the science, but
very much.
To close the deal, they need to understand the what's in it for me.
When it gets really sciencey, like mine is you taught me how to dumb it down. And I still type in to ChatGPT grade 7 of what I'm talking about to make it more relatable to the average public. And you don't realize when you study as much as I study, read journals of the English, your aptitude on all this knowledge that you realize.
The jargon and vocabulary associated with
you're on a different level. And so I have to continue to teach myself, how do I tell you, Haley, how this works on a very easy term?
Yeah. And not saying grade 7 level, you guys. Don't get offended.
But
grade 7 on the grade 7 level. And I'm a very educated person, but I need Jill to tell me at a grade 7 level because science is not my domain.
And you know, I taught my business partner in Florida, in West Palm Beach. He's a respiratory therapist who has all the metabolic background. You know, he knows what I know, but he also knows the respiratory therapist. So he loses me at time. I'm like, well, you know, I'm a very smart guy in the respiratory system, but can you just dumb it down this a little bit for me? Just explain this mercury level of the blood. I'm like, whew, okay, explain it to me. Like I'm just about to ride a bike. So it doesn't matter when I have to dumb it down. Other people for me have to dumb it down to my level so I can understand it, so I can be at their level as well, right?
Yeah, that's a great marketing tip though, because that was one of the first things I learned when I worked at an agency, a creative agency, was the simpler, the better. The simpler, like a lot of people, and it's way harder to come up with one sentence to explain what you do than to write a whole book, right?
Or to write multiple
paragraphs. And people can only remember so much. So,
and I had to, that's funny. I went to Houston, a couple of months ago, and I had to talk to very influential people in the Texas and Houston areas, maybe about 100 people. And a lot of them are doctors. The day before, we did kind of like a run through. So I did a run through of my speech, and the two doctors came up to me because they're part of the team. They're like, Jill, can you dumb it down a little bit? It was a little too complicated for even me. And he was as funny as it is, but he's a pulmonologist. The guy that told me, says, all right, it was complicated for me to understand because, you know, I save lives. You're telling me how to improve their lives with the respiratory system, which is mind-boggling to me. So I think we need to just, so anyway, when it was time to do it in front of the event, I didn't know what I was going to say, but then I was like, just speak on the things that people understand. Fat mass. That's where I burn the most fat. Poof. VO2. This is where we absorb oxygen the most. So,
Yeah, because there's 24, like you said, there was 24 indicators that you're looking at. So it's not just about fat max, everybody.
Yeah.
There's lots of different parts of the thing. And then what Jill does, which I really appreciate, is you do the test, but then he goes through the results with you and explains what each of them means and then what you need to do to improve that indicator. It's very, very helpful. And I'm excited to start working with you again because I took a little break.
for sure. Yeah. It's funny. I had one gentleman this week. So I did a metabolic assessment and I looked at all these biomarkers and I'm scratching my head. I'm like, I'm scratching all this. These biomarkers were so off, weird, all because of his breathing. He was basically not quite hyperventilate, but I'm going to use the word hyperventilate. Hyperventilate, basically you'd need to basically up your carbon dioxide. You'll need a paper bag and you're fully, truly in a hyperventilated state. It was not quite in a hyperventilate. We call it tachycardia, where it was just very rapid breathing and not absorb enough oxygen, and it skewered all the numbers. So he's like, Jill, I want to know my fat max. I want to know this. He was so interested on the stuff that I do. He's been following me for quite a while. I'm like, listen, so we've got to go through the basic with you. I'm just going to teach you how to breathe first, and we're going to redo the test. I said, that's how messed up your stats are. So I can't even get an accurate stat on you because you're breathing basically like four times faster than I breathe, like, and I'm jogging and you're walking. So, you know, we need to fix this first and then we'll redo the test and then we'll get to the exciting stuff. It's the first time that I actually had to, you know, say, listen, I'm scrapping everything. We're just going to do the respiratory training for you for now. And in 5 weeks, I'm going to redo the test and then we'll be able to see a clear picture. It's like
so
I was looking
many
at a
parallels,
cloud.
Jill.
So yeah, so
like,
I was like,
so many parallels in that, like, that was basically what we did with you. It's like, you need to, like, now step back. Like, you've done so much stuff, right? It's the same. It's like, step back to do it.
And right. I followed my gut instinct on that. And again, for business people, we have to follow our gut instinct. I could have gave a whole program for it. And here's it's going to cost you such and such money, boom, boom, boom. But I knew in my heart, I was like, wow. Every time he was breathing kind of normal. Oh, wow. He starts using fat. And then he would stay there for like 20 seconds. Then he'd be all over the place again. And when I say all over the place, he was breathing really, really, really fast. You know, panting like a dog was. And that's going to change your entire pH level. That's going to change your entire physiology. So I went with my gut and said, nope, I'm not getting you to do anything on my program until you do the respiratory training. Then we'll redo the test. Then we'll go work on all your real stuff. So sometimes we need to follow that gut instinct in business and just say, you know what? I'm not going after the big package, the big money. I want to know what's right for this particular client. This fits. So if you have like $1,000 machine, but you know deep down he doesn't need that $1,000 machine. He needs the $100 machine first. And then once he's using that $100 machine, maybe he'll need that $1,000 machine later. Yeah. You're going to get that client. Number one, you're going to have that client for life because you're like, no, you're not taking $1,000 machine. Let's use this machine. You know what? You don't waste your money yet. However, come see me next year when you need the $1,000 machine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's sometimes what's missing today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that people are just selling what they want to sell yeah. versus
what
the customers actually need.
Exactly.
And it's hard not to, but I think, like you said, it's the relationships, it's the longevity, clients yeah. coming back. Like, that is one of the things that I teach a lot with small businesses, is it's not about just getting a client and selling to them. It's about keeping them. It's about how do you yeah. grow with them. And it's that circle, which I call mm-hmm. the growth system, but it's that circle that is going to give you longevity in your business.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. And for business too. And a lot of businesses, we almost got to be, you know, like for you, you used a lot of psychological stuff, but like you almost did. You had to like slow me down in my mind. You had to feel what I was feeling, and you knew what I was thinking, and you knew that, well, Jill, why don't we go here? And then you would ask me, you know, do you agree? I'm like, 100%. You know, you're right. You're right. You know, and sometimes we do have to use psychology. And in my business, I got to use it a lot more, especially when you're dealing with people with longevity. You know, they want to quit. And if I would make it too intense, they'll quit. So I got to find that right medium to change their biomarkers by just getting them to move first and get them involved first. Because if I go too intense, I lose the client.
Yeah.
And even though I want to go all intense.
Or too not intense, right? Because if they don't feel like they're getting the results, then you also.
Exactly.
So you got this like, yeah.
And then you got to use psychology. Like, what happened? Why did you miss this? Well, I didn't have any time. Okay, well, I have no time, but I do it. You know,
yeah.
All right, you're going to have no time. Do the respiratory training in your car. Then you drive 20 minutes to work. No problem. Slap that in. Like I told you, you know, you're typing away. Put that in the mouth. Put your app up. Follow the rhythm that I want you to breathe at. Go at 100% while you're typing away. There's never, we all have excuses of why we don't do the things that we need to work on. And there are excuses because we can do them. Maybe we need to wake up a half an hour earlier. Maybe we need to go to watch half an hour less TV. I'm not telling people don't watch TV. Maybe you watch a half an hour less. So you go to bed half an hour earlier and wake up half an hour earlier to do those
things. It's priorities. It's like everybody has priorities in their life. Everybody has the same amount of time. It's just, what are you prioritizing?
Yeah.
You prioritize. And for me, I had a hard, like, and I suffer from this a lot, is like the all or nothing. Like, I'm all in business or I'm all in health, and I'm have a really hard time like being part, like dividing myself, even though they're both priorities and I have time for both. I'm like laser focused on whatever I'm focused on. So that's a journey that I have to take, because when I was on my health journey, I really like did nothing in my business. Like, I worked my current clients, but I wasn't in growth mode. And then now that I'm back into like, let's build this business, let's help more people. Now the health is like, so it's this weird, do you have any advice for that?
I call this the, you know, for me, what I try to do for my longevity clients is to become a hybrid athlete. If they want to go for a hike, they can. If this is going to come back around here to business too. So if they want to go for a hike, they can. If they want to go for a jog, they can. If they want to lift, you know, their body weight off their chest, they can. If they want to do a jump over a log, they can. If they want to look, you know, good at the beach, they can, because you're training them all around. So it's a circle, right? Let's call it the wheel. So we're balancing. That's why hybrid athletes right now is the healthiest thing to do, because you can actually do everything. You're working on your VO2 max, your muscle mass. We need muscle mass to get older, so that way if we do fall, we don't break our hips, right? Because we know the death rate after 65, if you break your hips, you know, the chances, you know, that you could die is like 20%, you know, and after 70, it decreases even more, that, you know, you can die of complications. It might not be because of the hip, but it might be from blood clots. It could be anything, because you're not moving your VO2 max drop. So a hybrid athlete is the same thing as in life, right? We need this full circle. We need faith. We need exercise. We need friendship. You know, what works well in the blue zones where people live long? They have a community. They have their churches. They have their faith. They have, they exercise in their own way. They're bare feet in the ground where they're getting the energy from. You know, this is a scientific thing. People think that's hokey pokey, but you're getting energy from the earth. You know, if you're bare feet, when you touch yourself, touch the tree, you're getting a frequency from the earth, right? There's a reason why NASA has PMF devices in space, is to help, you know, the individuals out to give them good frequencies. To be a full athlete, a well-rounded athlete, and then a healthy human being, we got to have the business in place. We got to have our friendships, our spouses, everything as balanced as we can. It's impossible to have a perfect circle, but if we're always working, when one side of the wheel gets a little bumpy, we increase that section. If a relationship is suffering, we spend more time in the relationship. So I truly believe we need that in business, because we, and especially business people that go 100% like you and me, and we go 100% of something, we need to take a step back and let's rebalance the wheel. What's missing? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's life. It's not just business. Yeah. It's full life that matters.
Life. And yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I actually have to close this off, because we're coming up on the hour. Jill, how do people find you? How do they work with you? Tell them all the stuff. I'll also put it in the show notes, everybody, because I know there's going to be a lot of people that are interested in improving longevity or performance.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. You can go to o2max.ca. So O2 is for the oxygen and max. And contact me. I work with professional athletes all over the world. So I do work remotely. I'm in Houston, Texas, West Palm Beach, Miami, and obviously in Moncton, New Brunswick. Contact me anytime, even if you have questions on the metabolic system, on longevity, or if you want to improve your sport of choice, there's always something that you can do. Even if it's just, even if you're in Toronto, I can put you on the respiratory muscle training program, and remotely you'll be on my app and you can follow along and improve your overall health. Yeah.
Yay. Okay. And I'm going to put all your socials in the show notes so people can follow you. Jill, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me on the Daring Dreams podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.